Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we have Amy here from Legacy Foods. Plus, you have emergency equipment, power sources, all kinds of stuff. And I'll tell you, it's the kind of stuff you want to start accumulating now. In fact, I tell people to get Karatbar's gold and the Karatbar cash currency, et cetera, and the Karatbank coins, et cetera. That's all well and good. But the other thing is the what we call food gold. You want to get your food gold. You want to have long-term food storage that's not going to make people sick, that you can exchange for almost anything, and it's light, and it's carryable. And the neat thing about these buckets is that they're not number 10 cans. They have the lowest oxygen concentration with the largest amount of protein and variability in the menus. But also, you open up and you have different packs in, so you can mix and match. That's why I use the comical term, when everybody else is starving to death and eating their pets last week, you'll be having gourmet Mageddon. And people think, oh, Dr. Deagle, that won't happen. I'm saying, you know what? There's no, you know, it's like, it's okay to be a year early than a day late. How's that?
Right. Exactly.
You know, better to be a year early than a day late. And if you don't think that crazy things can happen, just look at the election. You know, we had Hillary with the voter fraud getting 3 million more votes. Well, a lot of it was the illegals that voted. There were people who voted multiple times. We found this in Detroit. Some people voted 7 times. And on the other hand, they're nonplussed the idea that how dare Trump actually deconstruct the craziness that Obama did to destroy the country. And then people don't realize their food supply, a lot of farmers and people that are taking stock don't have the money to put back in to actually have the food supply in the food chain. It's an in-time production and distribution system, and if the internet goes down or the power goes down, the grocery shelves won't take 4 days to clear. They'll take about 2 hours. And I remember back in 2011 when the power went out here for like 12 hours in North County, San Diego, people were fighting viciously in the aisles for ice. It was nuts.
Yeah.
They had to bring an armed cops actually stop people from literally punching each other in the face just to get bags of ice. Because their power went out in the refrigerator. I have a backup power 20-kilowatt generator, and I'm soon going to get a Texas EMP-proof solar to power panels because our cost of power here in California is nuts. It's crazy. The cost of gasoline is the highest in the nation, but the cost of power is nuts. And it's a great place to grow food. I have a greenhouse. I can put things in there year-round and grow food because it never gets freezing here. But if you're not prepared and prepped up, man, I put, when I set my front yard, I have fruit trees in every season, apples, oranges, pomegranates, whatever. So I always can go down and grab like lemons and limes and pomegranates or oranges or grapefruits right from my front yard. I'm prepped. My neighbors, who are actually, one's a criminal defense attorney and the other is a DA, they got chickens. The only problem they had with the chickens, with chicken droppings, you're going to get a lot of squirrels. So they got a guy called Squirrel Mageddon. They got too many squirrels. They never anticipated that the chicken droppings would attract squirrels because the squirrels love chicken droppings. So you got to start prepping now. I mean, if you do an automatic thing, you're going to save 20%. You can change your auto ship to whatever you want. And if we go to some different kind of, you got your emergency food, survival gear, water, fuel, and energy, and you got this neat fuel available. You got solar panel power backup things that you should have. Because you're not going to need the whole power to run your house, you know, during what we call, EMP Mageddon when the power is gone. You're going to want enough power to run your radio, your scanner, your computer, maybe to entertain yourself when all hell is gone. You know, the world's gone to hell in the handcart. You don't want to be getting on the freeway, because if you haven't got to where you're going to go before the craziness happens, don't get on the freeway. You'll die there.
Right.
Right? And you want to make sure you can have enough food and self-sustaining supplies and self-protection. Now, I know the government's got a bill here in California. They were actually trying to seize guns, and they actually got it through the Senate already. Do you know that?
I heard something about that.
They did. They did. Got it through the Senate. But guess what? I'm going to teach people to go to the hardware store in their own garage and make weapons a hell of a lot more dangerous and a longer range than guns. I'm an inventor, and I got lots of patents. I'm going to patent a bunch more stuff, but I'm not going to patent this. I'm just going to tell people how to do it. They can do it themselves. And I want people to know the very first thing to have is food. Besides your gold, which I think carrot bars is the best, you better have emergency food, not just for yourself, but your neighbors, and also for barter. I mean, and it turns out you're the food bank, literally the bank. You've got people say, hey, I know that such and such down the road, he'll do give you this and that if you give, he'll give you some food. And, you know, hey, I want a car? Okay, here's a bucket of food. Give me your car. I want fuel for my propane tank. Give me some propane, okay?
In other words, that way, too.
It does. I mean, people don't realize bartering is going to happen. And if you have emergency food, not only are you going to eat well, your friends and neighbors who you've made alliances with are saying, hey, I'm so glad you prepped. I'm sorry I spat on you and accused you of being a nutball. But you actually prepared because you knew the society was fragile. Now, you know, let's go through some of the specials you have, because you have a lot, rather than me just pontificating here. Unfortunately, I do that.
Well, yeah, there's everything. I mean, there's so many things that are on sale right now, and then we've got a 10% discount additional off everything.
Right. Now, some of the things are missing. I went through the bulk item the other day just to see, and I thought, oh, this is not good. And I realized we don't even have really bad signs, like the economy's doing well, the GDP is up to 3%. Some people are predicting it go to 4.7%. Some conference board or whatever in Georgia. everything looks bright. But here's the kind of things that could precipitate. Let's say the negotiations with Kim Jong-un go south, and he or a nation he sold his crap to decides to hit America with an EMP weapon. They could even have a weapon in the satellites that pass U.S. airspace twice a day and just blow it, and boom, no more power. Have a nice day. Your cell phone doesn't work, and there's no fuel being pumped in the gas stations, and there's no food delivery. That's all you need. And now, let's say you have a coronal mass ejection. The Carrington event, you remember that? That was back like in 1860, somewhere around that date. I don't have it exactly in front of me. There was a third of the power of the Carrington event that happened in the late 1980s, and it wiped out the power grid system from the James Bay Hydro Project that supplied the northeast United States. So they went in the dark for a couple days. Now, you can imagine how bad it is to be in a big city with no power. It's nightmarish. You're better off to be a caveman living 30,000 years ago on the edge of the ice fall for an ice age.
Right.
At least you can go and get game and kind of skin it and throw it on some hot coals and cook it until the meat is good. And you can go and club something with your club, or, you know, if you've got an arrow or a spear or an atlatl, you can kill it. But if society goes down the toilet, The Ice Age and Cro-Magnon, how we lived in the ancient world, will be like the Sandals Resort to compare to how bad it'll be in these big cities. It'll be like, whoa. I mean, they have these movies out now, The Walking Dead and all this stuff. It's like, no. This is very tame compared to how bad it'll be. You'll see the emergence of a new subspecies of humans called Homo sapiens cannibalis. Do you like that?
Yeah.
In other words, their food supply will be two-legged.
Right.
People, no, Dr. Deagle, they won't do that. Look, in the Second World War, they ate children. People don't want to talk about it, we have talked about it with people like Pastor Butch Paul in this program. You got to know the facts, okay? I'm old enough now. I'm soon going to be 70 in a few years. And I have taken care of people that were fought in the First and the Second World War and the Vietnam War and the Korean Wars. And I can tell you, there's nothing more fragile in our current society. And look at the tech companies. Look at the government getting more and more control of everything. Look at the deep state since 9/11. They want to get into everybody's business. And they didn't harden the power grid. I saw Mr. Pryor talking about that. And the power grid, with a cost of $2 billion, could harden it with surge protectors and Faraday cages, etc. So our 10,000 UHF transformers wouldn't be burnt to pieces with either coronal mass ejection or an EMP pulse from a rogue nation that just wants to get America. Or a proxy through Russia and China to get America through their proxy like North Korea. So if you're not getting prepped up, well, if I did an ultrasound of your skull, it would indicate you have a funk sound, meaning it's hollow. You've got to be kidding that you're not going to prep. I mean, really, if you really think that that's a rational thing to do, you have had what's called a cranial vacuum syndrome develop. I was using that joke to say, you know, if you go and you flick the side of your head and hear a plunk sound, which means your skull's empty, you're probably not going to order any food. Don't worry about it. You know, just play that song and have it on continuous replay in your house in every room from Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry. Be happy. If you worry, it doubles your trouble. Remember that song from Bobby McFerrin about a dozen years ago? Don't worry. Be happy. You know that song?
Yep.
Now, you got to understand, some people, because they're going to sleep, because they think, well, Trump's taking care of things. Look, Trump is trying to take care of Trump. He's in his early 70s. The guy could have a stroke or heart attack, or they could just bump him off. Or I don't see Mike Pence doing everything that Trump's doing right now. And he's got a lot of opposition. I mean, it's amazing what he's done in a year and a half, because the guy's manic depressive. I mean, obviously, he needs 3 or 4 hours a night sleep. He watches 7 hours of probably conservative television, radio. Maybe he listens to this show. Hopefully he'll get some clues. I'm actually working in back channels to try to see if I can get any sessions with Trump, because his greatest deficiency is he's got crazy and stupid advisors around him about things like 5G network and how to fix the healthcare system and how to fix the border, etc. He's trying, but obviously some of the people around him are either stupid or evil. I've got a new term I call Steevil. They're either stupid and evil at the same time. So, right? They're Steevil.
Yep.
That's not against Steve. Steve's a good name, but they're Steevil. They're stupid and evil. Okay? So, and people say, well, why do you want to prep? I said, look, you don't need a lot of money. If you go to bulk items, for example, let's say you go to grains. Everybody, you can actually do a formula to calculate how much protein, fruit, and grains you want. You can get, emergency food. You can get packages, for example, bulk meal packages. 64-pound, 240 servings. And that's a lot of food. I mean, and they're in Mylar bags because they're not in a number 10 can. And it's now that the price is reduced to $5.65. And if you actually get an auto ship, it takes take another 20% off that. You can get, let's see now, you're looking a 720 serving package. I mean, these are amazing. And when you start, if you do an auto ship, you can say, look, I just want a small auto ship thing every month. So every month I get another bag. Another container, and I put it up in my attic or someplace cool out of the sunlight and heat. And you're set. And all you need is water. And I tell people, get a water collection system for your roof or have a well. We're actually going to get Paul Power back on the program from the Primary Water Institute. My friend Deborah Tavares is getting him to drill. Primary water, by the way, is oasis water. It's not always, but sometimes deeper than regular water. I had ground-penetrating radar down on my property. And I have a place where I can put a well down about 300 feet, and I get lots of water. But I want to go even deeper to primary water, which means I can actually set it up and sell water back to the utility, to the San Diego County, North County Vista Irrigation District.
Oh, like a solar thing.
No, it's not solar. It's actually drilling down to where the water is because you use ground penetrating radar deep. Sometimes it's relatively superficial. Last year, Paul drilled at 100 feet down at 6,000 foot elevation and got something like 120 gallons a minute out of the water.
Wow.
120 gallons a minute. So the problem is when they tell you, oh, there's not enough water, you're a knucklehead. Firstly, water, there's more water in the actual under the tectonic plates and in the mantle than 10 times more than the entire oceans, lakes, and the atmospheric water around the Earth. People are brainless, suicidal, carbon credit idiots. Okay? I'm an environmentalist. I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace 45 years ago. So I don't put up with foolish pseudoscience. Like, I call him Igor, Al Gore, you know? This guy is a moron. He needs to shut the hell up. Okay? Shut up, Igor, when you fly around your private jet destroying the atmosphere and pretending you're some kind of prophet of doom. Okay? You're an idiot. But the fact is that our society is extremely fragile. We haven't had in our power grid. We don't have intel. We don't have a national food storage. I saw an experiment that's going up, I think, in one of the towns here near Los Angeles called a minimum income. I want to change it from welfare to workfare. If you want to give top up people salary, they got to work for it. I don't care if you're quadriplegic and only can work 2 hours a day. If you can work an hour a day, we'll give you X amount of extra dollars. And if you can work 2 hours, we'll give you more extra money as a base wage so you can afford to buy food and so on. And it's not welfare. I call it workfare. So in other words, you don't need to go to welfare offices and have them say, well, you have to be a single mom and you can't have a man in the house. It's like, I don't care if you're married or not. Having no man in the house means your son's going to become a gang member and kill somebody someday. Well, the same thing goes with food. You need to start doing layers of this. Part of your layer is legacy food. Another layer is to actually get a dehydrator and liquid nitrogen crop and then freeze-dry some of the food you actually make. But remember now, this is going to be relatively short-term because you're not going to be as technically advanced as legacy food that's going to last 25 years. How valuable is it that you have food you can give somebody like gold and say, you know, this stuff's good for 25 years? People are like, you're kidding. It means you can give it to somebody's kid that's 5 years old, and when they're 30, they can still eat it.
What?
Wow. It's like, you know, this is what I call a post-collapse of civilization survival food. And, by the way, when the big cities collapse because we have a thermonuclear, scalar, biological, chemical, or natural environmental catastrophe that kills, say, 90% of the population, these big cities are not coming back. You might as well stay in your rural area because you do not want to go to the kill zones of big cities. They'll be killing zones. They used to call us in the military, you know, the kill box. These will be a kill box. And most people are going to die within the first 2 weeks to 2 months. If you can survive longer than 2 months and you're still are subsistent and you're foraging for some of your little plants in the forest or you're eating quail or you've already grown chickens and you can barter with other people and you've got a food storage, you're going to make it. You may not be living the lifestyle you do now and driving in your freeway an hour a day to go to work and all that stuff, but you're going to make it. Most people don't get that, do they? They think, well, society's always going to be the same. No, it's not. In fact, the globalists don't want to crash society because if they crash society, they don't have absolute control. They're trying to build a matrix. That's why they want to put 5G everywhere, including 12,000 satellites in low Earth orbit and 5G all across the country. They even have a chain across Spain where they're trying to block it. So if you don't think we're coming to the culmination of human history where the control freaks, Satanists, are want to do this stuff, and they do want to collapse the food supply and the water supply, say, no, they wouldn't do that. Yes, they would. And they'll snicker all the way to hell.
Right.
And you think, well, they wouldn't do that. That's not, people aren't that mean. I'm thinking, these are not people. They don't get it, do they? They don't realize, they don't have the specific, what I call trans-dimensional name of the succubi and incubi sexual warrior demons that are actually managing all this crap through the proxies of the stretched human flesh of their avatar beings that are supposedly our leaders. Oh, no, it's not that bad. I say, if you knew what I knew, your cells in your body would explode. God's made me tough, man. I know stuff that I can't. I'm not going to be cruel and tell you everything I know. But I tell you right now, if you don't start prepping every month, and even if you only spend like 60 or 100 bucks a month and you just get an autoship, for God's sake, start doing it now. So what would you recommend to somebody if they just get the smallest kind of multi-meal pack and maybe some, we call emergency food, if they get in, let's say, bulk items, right?
Yeah, just a small, just start off small. It adds up tremendously fast. You know,
oh, yeah.
You can get some fruit, yeah.
And some of the stuff will last a long time. So when you have honey, you don't just have honey. That's okay to get some honey. You've got the freeze-dried powdered honey that lasts for 25 years. You got dehydrated, freeze-dried noodles that'll be there for 25 years and will not kill you with explosive diarrhea. Welcome back, and we have a testimony from a very pleasant and accomplished gentleman by the name of Richard here in California. Richard, you've been listening to the Nutri-Medical Report for a while, and you've realized, as people do that listen, not just through their friends, but you listen to yourself, that what we provide here is a ministry. The services we provide are very unique, and I want to clone them so that other doctors in other countries and parts of the country will learn how to do what I do, which is what we call functional medicine. Functional medicine we call living pathology. I'm not a pathologist like they recommended in medical school. You're too smart to just be a doctor. You should be a pathologist, they used to say when I'd ask too many embarrassing questions to my professors. And I said, look, I already got my PhD completed at 21 in marine bacteriology and genetics. All I do is write the thesis. I don't want to just pick up another bunch of degrees and work with dead people. I want to work with live people. And what I've done is developed a specialty along with many other doctors in the world through the Academy of Anti-Aging, Environmental Advancement in Medicine, etc., and there are other academies, how to do functional medicine, which is living pathology. Not based on symptoms, but how to actually fix genetics, epigenetics, gene defects, stealth pathogens, organ failure, such as renal failure, kidney failure, heart failure, and how to actually turn genes back on so your body can regenerate. In fact, this week, I expect to hear word today to which day we're going to actually get receipt of our Red Deer Velvet DR. So, Richard, without disclosing anything about you privately, tell me about the process that you had when you decided to go through to get me to help you, because you had a significant reduction in kidney function, and we're already starting to make some progress. And we haven't instituted everything yet. We've only instituted a few things, and already you're starting to make progress to the consternation and the shock and dismay of your so-called specialists, right?
Yes.
So tell us how you got involved. What was your process of thinking? Because a lot of people think, well, I'm going to give an example. I heard somebody the other day, and they were quoting somebody called a ranger, health ranger, or I'm not going to mention names, or some other service. And to be honest with you, even if you're seeing your own naturopath or chiropractor or regular doctors get their toenails into functional medicine because they went to a seminar one weekend, this takes decades to learn what I know, and I'm constantly learning new stuff. So, for example, if you followed me around for, say, 6 months, I could probably teach you, as you're a doctor following me day and night, 70 to 80% of what I know in 6 months. But by that time, I'd already know new stuff. So it's an constant learning process, and I post a lot of it up free, relatively free, $9.95 a month on my wellness conditions. But anybody can email me, even if they've never listened to the program, and get a starter protocol. Anybody who's even purchased one product in the last year can even get a call back free. Now, it becomes a medical consult when I have to review medical records or do metapathia scan. We have the bioplasma and metapathia, and I'm looking at the biophilia machine, which is a newer technology, too. But we have testing kits from dozens of labs. We can refer to local specialty clinics here in America, around the world. We can refer to stem cell clinics. And we have all kinds of technology you can do at home. So you become the master of your own fate. You don't have to be always at the mercy of the medical system. So why did you, having listened to the program, why did you select to get help from me and from Nutri-Medical?
Oh, okay. Well, for the benefit of the audience, 2 years ago, I came down with renal failure. I was not aware. Due to enlarged prostate, back up through the system, etc. And I was not failing like most people do. My body was adjusting to the condition. I thought it was exhaustion, etc. Finally,
right.
My condition got so extreme that I started to get the death pains in the back in the kidney regions. And I thought, diabetes. What's going on? I went to my physician. He did an emergency test on me, called me the next day, admitted me to emergency. Apparently, renal failure. I was about to shut down. I was shocked because I hadn't fainted. My legs were not swelling. I was not getting the classic symptoms of a person about to have renal failure shutdown. So,
and by the way, it's very common in someone like you that has prostatism that blocks out your kidney and you get an obstructive uropathy and your kidney shut down. You can get it from a woman that has a kidney stone, like uric acid or other pyrophosphate stone. And if you just block off a kidney and the pedicle of the kidney, it'll shut it down. And it may come back if you get it reversed quickly and get it out of there with either a basket extraction or the transthoracic or transabdominal lithotripsy where you smash it to pieces with these very powerful sounds that already crush the stone with sound. But people need to understand, that's where you have to get spinal block because it hurts like hell to get this with a spinal block. But people don't understand, this is actually relatively common, isn't it, to have a obstructive uropathy from prostatism and go into kidney failure.
Apparently so. They stabilized me. Apparently my creatinine was at level 12. I should have fainted. My GFR was, horribly low. Within 2 days, they stabilized me, and they decided that I would not need a dialysis.
Right.
Initially, when I had come to the hospital, they said, look, you were going to have to go into dialysis. Well, I was shocked.
Right.
For life, and they said, well, for 2 or 3 months, hopefully to stabilize you, but let's see what happens. And they did, general practices for doing that. My creatinine was going down, my GFR was rising incrementally. I was in emergency for 5 days. They discharged me. And since then, I've been I always thought to myself that if ever I came down with something health-wise, and I've been listening to various radio shows, including yours, for several years now, for I'd say a good 10 years.
Right.
And I thought about it for several months as I was stabilizing what direction I was going to go. Well, I listened to your program and to your protocols over all the others that are out there, and I felt that you were the most direct, and I thought that you went into the nitty-gritty of the processes of the cell and the body, et cetera, and what makes it tick. Now, remember, I'm a novice at all this, so this whole thing was a total shock to me, kidney failure.
You're becoming knowledgeable, though. And that's what we want to do. We want to raise the level of the knowledge of the public so they're not a victim of their primary care or specialty doctor, right?
Yes. Yeah, your approach to things made sense to me, and I felt I got a hell of an education I wasn't getting from my doctors who were monitoring me every month. Now,
right.
I followed a strict vegetarian diet. My creatinine went down to 5.5. My GFR was stabilizing, and I had to have a resection of the prostate performed.
Yeah. TURP. They call it a TURP, a transurethral prostatectomy. Yeah, TURP.
That had to be performed 2 times because the first fella did a botched job on me and strung me along. That's another story. But anyway, long story short, I decided, some months after recovering and adjusting my mind, to finally contact Dr. Bill, you. And I said, okay, I'm going to go with Dr. Bill's products. I'm going to go in his direction, and that's what I'm going to follow. And since then, let me see, that was about last year. I think mid-last year when I contacted you.
Right.
Got on the nutraceuticals. And I started to feel the difference. My system started to stabilize. To more acceptable levels. It's funny because the nephrologists and the experts predicted that at some point I could not maintain the levels where I had been for 2 years, that I would have to go into dialysis and eventual kidney transplant.
They wanted to put you on a transplant list because it's a long list, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
And the wait time is a couple of years, so if you don't get on the list right away, you're not likely to get a kidney before you really get in trouble.
Right.
And,
right. However, I've maintained at 18% capacity for 2 years. Now, after I started taking nutraceuticals, after about a couple of months, you started to see the levels readjusting towards more acceptable, healthier levels. Not quite. I'm still at 18%. I'm still in the critical range, but out of the dialysis. For example, this last month, my creatinine went up from 3.5 to 4.75.
Right.
And I've been cheating on my diet. And the doctor asked me, well, have you been eating chocolate here and there?
He caught you.
So he said, well, look, he wanted to put me on a list. He wanted to put me on a dialysis. I said, no, let me go back on a strict diet. And
we got you started on the peptides for your kidneys and your prostate, too,
yes,
didn't we?
Absolutely.
But we have more to talk about when we come back. Keep that thought.
Sure.
Richard,
okay.
We'll be back in a moment. We'll hear more of your story because we have lots more things we can do to try to help you regenerate, including our new Red Deer Velvet and an epigenetic.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you have the...
Now, this may seem a little bit bold, but I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty medicine. I'm familiar with chiropractic. In fact, I've developed my own techniques for manipulation at low velocity. I'm familiar with Thai and other types of deep massage. I've done every kind of surgery except open heart and brain, eye surgery, orthopedics, plastics, general surgery. I've worked in the burn unit and trauma units. I've been an expert in bioterrorism and chemical, biological, and nuclear terrorism for the federal government, CDC, and the FBI. And I have had background in quantum nuclear physics, advanced chemistry, genetics, epigenetics, etc. So there's nobody like me around, period. Now, it's not to be arrogant. It's just that I'm talented, okay? And God gave me these talents so that I would actually solve the problems. Now, why did he not have me go into nuclear physics? Well, if I got a nuclear physics from grade 11 at MIT, like my niece, she finished her master's degree in physics at 13 at Princeton, and her PhD at 18. Okay, so I got some real smart relatives, and you know, just being smart is not good, especially if you're either misdirected or evil. Well, thank God, God smacked me down a bunch of times, so I'm not evil. I stayed Anakin Sky Deagle instead of Anakin and turned into Darth Deagle. I didn't turn into Darth Deagle. Now, you can literally lay any problem in front of me, and with time, it might take me decades, I'm persistent enough, I will find a solution, whether it's cancer, heart disease, or whatever. And people say, well, that's not possible. I said, literally, my skills now are at the point where you can ask me a question in any area of any human activity on Earth, and I will either give you an instant answer or a logical framework to use the Gordian knot cutter of my logic to cut it apart, open that Gordian knot, and actually give you a solution, whether it's cancer, heart disease, or renal failure. Now, the pioneering technology that I'm developing, that I'm actually collaborating with the Academies of Anti-Aging Environmental Advancement of Medicine, I'm getting patents on. And you've only started a couple of the things. You put on NutriMeds, and you started a few months ago on the peptides.
Yeah.
We also are giving you a new peptide that you'll be starting on to improve blood, because when your kidneys fail, you actually lose a peptide your kidneys make to actually make your bone marrow make blood cells. So we'll be sending that to you as well. Now, we're going to add several things. Firstly, I want to get a Lumen machine for you, a Lumen Photon, and we're going to set it specific frequencies, frequency number 4 over the kidneys, which Dr. Nogier developed. And I'm working with the engineers of InLight Technology and Dr. Grave Hipsheim, neurologist head of the board for InLight Technologies, to actually put my epigenetic frequencies to the Lumen pads. But we have ways of delivering it now. The best way to deliver the epigenetic frequencies is the Sonic Life machine, which you can get a lease purchase. There are other ways. If you have an acupuncturist, a Chinese acupuncturist, I can send the MP3. He can play those frequencies through the acupoint needles over your acupoints over the target organs.
Amazing.
And we can do what's called an antenna. I can give you a foot-wide antenna and give you alligator clips to clip it and put it through a little amplifier. We call it a pile amplifier, 12-volt, 5 amps. And I can actually have you play the MP3 frequency for the specific atomic resonance of the minerals to turn on your genes for regeneration today. I don't need to wait 5 years. I can do it today. And I can get that little package together for, let's say, under $300 to get you the epigenetic frequency and all the components sent to you with the antenna, the clips, the little jacks, and everything you need in order to do it. Now, why is that important? It's because our world is dying because we're doing what's called epigenetic suicide. Now, what is that happening there? Say, well, the Russians discovered, and this is Dr. Kavinson at the St. Petersburg Institute of Research for the Russian government, discovered that people working around high-intensity radar and electromagnetic equipment were getting accelerated aging. They're doing gene silencing because they're working on real powerful magnetic and electrical fields. So they developed a technique to get peptides that actually would re-stimulate gene activation. These peptides will help. But you need what we call signal plus substance. If you don't have the right NutriMeds, And that's why this week I'm hoping to get a final word from the company that's incorporating my new patentable technology. It's the first in history. My technology is the only one on Earth that does this. And I've got patents will be pending here very shortly for my Red Deer Velvet DR. Now, the other Red Deer Velvet's good, but the new one is blows it out of the water. And the reason why is first molecule combination of 300 biomolecules and six growth hormones that don't get altered by your gut, papsin, stomach acid, or the succinylcholinesterase digestive enzymes from your pancreas, so the amputivator of your duodenum that destroy the protein molecules. And when they get to the terminal ileum, they want to be undisturbed and undestroyed in their quaternary structure, so they are absorbed and mycelized, go through the splanchnic circulation through the gut wall, through your liver, and eventually to your target organs, regenerating the organ. And the only time when you don't age is in the fetal life. Now, if you do amniotic sac surgery through a microsurgery robot, let's say robot catheter, and if they have a child with a heart outside it or you have a heart valve problem and you do surgery on them, did you know they never get a scar? They can even have an omphysile where their guts are outside their abdominal wall and you can put their guts back in through the amniotic sac and they don't have a scar. They don't have a funky looking belly button. It's normal. Now, why is that important? It's because I discovered through a series of, I call inspirations that God gave me, that if you want to stop people from aging, you got to return them to fetal life. Now, we're doing a lot of things that are really crazy. We got genetically modified food, scalar radiation, cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, Venn towers, and smart meters, etc. They're jamming our cellular communication. And we have mineral depleted soils because without minerals, you don't turn on your genes. That's why we talked about in the last segments in hour one that choline stabilized sources like silicon stimulates a 300% increase in proline transhydroxylase to make collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid, polymer, and glycosaminoglycan cartilage for your joints. So signal plus substance equals healing. If I know and are giving you the plasma resonant frequencies and I'm giving you the right nutrimeds, including this new Red Deer Velvet, and then I can actually broadcast through your body either through light, sound, infrared frequencies, or electromagnetics, and in training frequency, you open the ion channels. The crosstalk between your telomere, the end of your chromosome, and your ion channels and your nucleoplasm that holds your DNA will turn on the genes to regenerate your organs. Now, it's my goal to restore the years of Methuselah to mankind. It's my goal to literally allow us to take veterans that have their legs blown off to grow legs in a laboratory and when they're big enough to transplant them back so they actually have legs again. It's my goal to de novo in your own body regenerate your heart. So if you're in heart failure, we'll give you some drugs. There are some drugs that are pretty useful. Entresto is good. It's safe. But we have Sacubitril equivalent in what's called Vainaway. Vainaway works the same as Sacubitril and Entresto. And I have tons of people who can't afford the Entresto. They take that. They take our other nutraceuticals, CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, which is the only CoQ10 that won't crystallize. For the kidneys, for example, we use Ultrathiamine B1. Diabetic brother took a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, and he should know better. He's a pharmacist, but he ended up zapping half his kidney function because he was in pain in his back. He lost half his kidney function in 2 weeks. Wow. So he contacted me, and I said, oh, just take this, brother. And he took fat-soluble thiamine, and I gave him a bottle of Vainaway, and his kidney function within 6 months came back to normal. Now, he started sliding again and not taking it, and he started to lose his function again. I said, you just need to take it and take your vein away. Now, if he started to slide more, I was going to give him the peptides, epigenetic frequency therapy with lumen photon, with the Nogier frequency, everything, including taking him to bring him down to Novastem in Tijuana at the Santa Clara Clinic and giving him the most powerful, concentrated, hypoxic stem cell growth line of stem cells grown at Stematica in San Diego and released through Novastem's clinic in Tijuana without the stupid regulations of the American healthcare system. I'm glad Trump passed his, first try bill last week, so you don't have to wait till your kidneys are shot or you need some special drug so you can survive, say, a muscle myopathy or some other disorder.
Mm.
You know, we've got the most innovative culture and people on Earth, and we've got regulatory things that are hamstringing us. I'm glad I don't have a license in any state. You know why? Because the doctors in this country are hogtied by a bunch of regulatory maniacs. They don't want solutions. I mean, I have Dr. Russell Blaylock on a program about 4 or 5 years ago, and he's a good friend of mine. And he was giving magnesium in the neurointensive care unit after neurosurgery, And he got in trouble with his colleagues because his people were surviving. They weren't dying of intracranial hypertension and coning their brains through the foramen magnum and dying of intracranial hypertension post-op. Just by giving them IV magnesium. So, I want to add layers to your treatment. I want to add Lumen Photon. I want to add the epigenetic frequency therapy, EGFT, with the antenna. Right. I want to add, say, a sonic life machine. I want to add other things that will help improve nitric oxide and regeneration of your stem cells, like hyperbaric oxygen, through a hyperbaric chamber. I want to add things like NovaStem, if we have to give you a stem cell transplant so that you can rebuild your kidneys. I do not want you to end up with a kidney transplant and have to be on immunosuppressive drugs the rest of your life.
No.
Which, by the way, if you take those immunosuppressive drugs, you're much more likely to get cancer anywhere else in your body.
Doc, would it be possible to read my latest vitals for the audience out there who may be dealing with renal failure?
I don't think we have time this time, but we'll get you back on the program, Richard. What I want people to understand is...
I want to point out that since I've taken the peptides, I've done a strict diet, it's improved within a month.
Oh, I know that. And see, you've only started on these things. You have many more layers to go. But we will, as they say, we will not sleep until we have your kidney function returned, so you're never going to be a victim of dialysis or transplant.
I'm on my way up with this.
Absolutely. Thank you, Richard, for being a testimonial. May it help many more people. May it bless them and give them the witness that we're here to...
It's a very confusing time in the financial...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.